朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
我们要特别谨慎，尤其是我们今天生活在美国的我们这一代。
For us living in America today, we have to be cautious.
我们以为我们在做一个自己做的决定。
We think that we are making independent choices.
但是我们却发现有一个很流行的字 manipulation. 我们已经被人所操纵，而我们不晓得。
But oftentimes we are being manipulated without even knowing.
从我们这些从台湾、香港、东南亚来的家庭，我们生活的形态，我们就可以证实这件事情。
And we can just look at the kind of lifestyle that we lead today, those of us from Taiwan, Hong Kong, or from East Asia.
是不是在美国有一句很出名的一句话 coping with Joneses, 就是说什么事情都看 Joneses.
For example, the American says we compete against the Joneses or our neighbors.
求主帮助我们，让我们真是到了一个地步，让我们知道我们的信仰在我们的整个人生的价值观上面扮演一个什么样的角色。
So let's learn how our faith, the things that we believe in, can change our lives.
神说我的名字叫做自由拥有的神。
But here God answered, I am.
因为他是那个不改变。
He does not change.
除了神以外，原谅我说一句主观的话，除了神以外，没有一样东西是不变。
Other than God, everything changes.
所以神用那不变的来帮助摩西来应万变。
So God is trying to help Moses to cope with all these uncertainties.
只有我们认识神，认识我们的信仰，我们才能够应对今天世界上给我们带来像海浪一样的不同的这些挑战。
It's only when we know who God is and what He stands for that we can withstand the changes in this world.
这是我上次也提到，现在我们看第四章第一节，我们看到摩西向神所发出的第三句话。
In chapter 4, verse 1, Moses asked the third question.
摩西肯定了自我。
After Moses has been reassured of himself,
摩西肯定了他的信仰。
And he was reassured in his faith.
当他在第四章第一节第三句话的时候
，When he is speaking his third sentence，
我们在这里看见他的问题或者神给他的学习是从静态进入动态。
We see how God is leading him from a passive sort of situation to an active situation.
从信仰进到侍奉
，From faith to service.
从真理进到生活。
From truth to life.
他在这里不只是已经肯定了他的自我和信仰，在这里要肯定他的恩赐。
He has been reassured in his own value and in what he believes in. Now God wants him to be reassured in his gifts.
一个管家，一个侍奉主的人。
For a person who is a faithful steward,
我们不能做一个恩赐的外行人。
We cannot be a person who does not know your own gift.
今天不可否认的，有很多教会里面的弟兄姊妹。信主了，受洗了，他就开始做一个一般的信徒。
Yes, unfortunately, lots of people in church after believing, baptized, they become an ordinary believer.
做基督徒五年、十年，甚至二十年、三十年，还做了属灵的一个婴孩或者属灵的门外汉。
After becoming a Christian for 5, 10, 20, 30 years, they are still a spiritual baby.
我们做基督徒做了很久，而不知道到底什么叫做恩赐。
After being a Christian for so long, some of us still do not know what is a gift.
在这个第四章这里，我们看见摩西所说的和神所回答的，好像有一点牛头不对马嘴。
And when we first read these few verses in chapter 4, seemingly God was not answering what Moses was saying.
但是如果我们仔细的看的话，这里面还是有关联的。
But if you pay attention to the details, you will see the relationship.
摩西说他们并不信我，他们也不听我的话。
Moses said, well, what if they do not believe me or listen to me?
因为摩西那个时候他一个最大的关切就是说我到底用什么材料去服侍你去带领这些以色列人呢？
What Moses was concerned about was, what can I do, use to convince these people?
请注意神怎么向摩西说。
And how did God answer?
他说你手里有什么？
So, what do you have? What are you holding in your hand?
你手里的是什么？他说是一根杖，是一根杖。
God said, what is that in your hand? And he said, a staff.
当摩西一看这个杖的时候，
When Moses looked at his staff,
这是他四十年来他的倚靠。
This was his support for the past 40 years.
这是他四十年牧羊的工具。
This was his tool of shepherding.
讲粗俗一点，这是四十年他吃饭的家伙。
You can say he dependent on that for his livelihood.
这一根杖是他工作的专长。
This was his gift.
他没有这个杖，他整个人就好像什么都没有。
If he is without his staff, seemingly he can do nothing.
他拿着那根杖，他就有安全感。
But when he holds on to this staff, he has a sense of security.
我们看一个人活在世界上，从小就寻找安全感。
We see how when we live on this world, we seek for a sense of security.
一个小 baby 把手的拇指头放在嘴巴里面含，这是他的安全感。
A baby sucks on his thumb because needs the sense of security.
他把他一个已经臭了、已经脏得不得了的一个毯子，一天到晚拿在手上，那是他的安全感。
Or maybe it's his security blanket.
但是今天在摩西的身上，他有一个安全感，就是他手上那根杖。
And for Moses, it was his staff.
神说，你手上的是什么？
And God said, what is that in your hand?
他说是杖。
He said, a staff.
这个答案再干脆也没有，中文两个字，是杖。
And this answer is very straightforward.
请注意，耶和华神就叫他把这个杖丢到地上。
And the Lord said, throw it on the ground.
然后一丢到地上以后，
When he threw it on the ground,
那个杖变成什么呢？
What did the staff turn into?
变成蛇
became a snake.
我看很多参考书这样说。
I read a lot of commentaries.
蛇代表魔鬼。
Some mention the snake represents the devil.
所以他的杖变成他可以操纵的，所以表示神给他权柄可以操纵魔鬼。
And so when he can now control this, that means God gave him ability to control the devil.
这是很好的解释，我们也很喜欢这个解释。
We feel that we like this interpretation.
但是我看圣经看得比较浅，没有看得那么深。
But when I first read this, I did not see this connection.
我只知道一件事情。
I just know one thing.
杖是死的，蛇是活的。
The staff is dead, but a snake is alive.
那一根东西在你的手上是死的，我叫你一丢在地上就变成活的。
The thing that you were holding in your hand was dead, and yet when you throw it on the ground, it becomes alive.
你手里是什么？
What do you have in your hand?
他的意思说我的杖。
The meaning was Moses wants to say it's my staff.
到四章二十节的时候，
But in chapter 4 verse 20,
在那个地方讲到这根杖叫做神的杖。
Here we see how he said he took the staff of God.
到底讲了半天，到底这根杖给我们带来什么样的启发呢？
So what does this staff really teach us?
就是恩赐。
That is the meaning of gifts.
恩赐在圣经里面的定义是什么？
What is the definition of gifts?
就是在神的家中侍奉他的一种 ability 或者才能。
You can say that a gift is a sort of ability or talent for people to be able to use them in the service of God's family.
如果刚才孙弟兄翻译 ability and talent， 那么请问这个跟我们生就的 talent 又有什么关系呢？
What's the difference or similarities between the talent here and our natural talents?
Oh, 这里有一个小孩子，他是个天才。
We can say, oh, this boy, he is naturally talented.
Oh, 六岁就能够把九九乘法通通背出来。
6 years old and he can do multiplication.
我们说这是天才。
And we say he is gifted.
不知道是爸爸聪明还是母亲聪明还是爸爸妈妈都不聪明，突然他聪明。
We don't really know whether it's due to inheritance from the parents or not.
这个叫天才。
We can say naturally talented.
Naturally talented, 这是先天的东西。
This comes with our birth.
有的时候有一些后天的东西。
And seemingly there are also things that come later in life.
我们有才干。
We have ability.
我们有能力。
We have a certain power.
是训练出来。
comes from training.
不是生来就有。
Did not come from birth.
我常常有的时候怪我的父母亲。
Sometimes I blame my parents.
我说我给你们生下来，我觉得实在不公平。
Sometimes I complain and I say I feel it's unfair the way I was born.
因为我父亲是一个非常老成持重，但是不十分会讲话的。
Because my father is a person who is solemn, he is not a man of many words.
我母亲稍微会说话，但是呢，标准来讲还差一点。
My mother speaks more.
But not enough. 我生下来就我发现我也是一个很木讷、很不会说话的。
And when I was born,I realize that I am not a person who can speak well.
我不只是不会说话，而且我很怕羞的。
Not only can I not speak well, I was also a person who is very shy.
我父母亲在这里，我妹妹在这里，我太太在这里，我儿子还不在，他们可以做见证。
There are many witnesses here who can testify to that.
但是今天感谢主，我能够对着三四百人讲话而不发抖而不变色，感谢主，这是主的恩典。
But the fact that I can stand before 300, 400 people and not tremble, it's the grace of God.
你说你一定没有先天，但可能你有后天，弟兄姊妹，这个都没有。
There's really no such thing as natural born talent in this case or later training.
所以对这样的人还好办。
For this type of person, perhaps it's easier.
在教会里面比较难办的就是生来就很会说话，或者后天训练的很会说话的一些人。
Perhaps sometimes the church's difficulty is with those who are naturally talented in speech or has been trained to speak well.
因为他手上拿的是我的杖。
Because what he holds is my staff.
他永远不会变成神的杖。
It will not be changed to God's staff.
感谢主，我们家里面音乐细胞很好。
But we thank God for the musical ability in our family.
我们不只是我们这一家好，我们嫁的娶的都好。
Not only did God bless us with musical talent, but also to the in-laws.
但是有的时候，就像今天现实一样，就会唱得不好。
Sometimes we might fail.
因为神要借助这些事情提醒我们。
But because God wants to remind us.
不是你的天才。
It's not your natural talent.
是神给你的。
It's what God has given.
如果今天我们拿着人的杖到神的家里来，
If we come to God's family with our own human staffs,
你知道杖是干嘛的？
You know what it can be used for?
不是装饰的。
It's not for decoration.
情愿装饰，我想宁愿摆在那里装饰还好一点。
In actuality, it would be better if people used the staff just for decoration.
今天教会里面许多那些人的杖是彼此拿来攻击的。
But unfortunately, in the church today, many people use the staffs to attack each other.
所以教会外面在打仗，教会里面也在仗打，也是仗打来打去。
So there are strifes within and without.
求主让我们的才干，我们的训练，交在神的手中，被他圣化，成为侍奉他的恩赐。
So may we learn to give our abilities and our talents to God so that he can sanctify them for his proper use.
第四章第十节，我们看到第四句话。
In verse 10, we see his fourth statement.
自我信仰恩赐被肯定了以后。
Now that he is assured and in himself, in message and in his gift.
一个侍奉主的人要肯定的是什么呢？
What is the thing that he has to be assured in now?
这里面神肯定他的是能源的问题，能力的问题。
Here God wants to reassure him in his source of power.
他说我不是能言的人。
Here Moses says, Lord, I have never been eloquent.
换句话说就是说我不能。
In other words, I cannot.
我是一个没有能力的人。
I am a person without power.
很多时候我一站起来或者我一坐，我就是固定失败，注定失败。
Seemingly, I'm born to failure.
以前有一个小故事。
There's a small story.
有一个童子军坐在车子里面。
There was a boy scout riding in a car.
突然有一站有一个老太太上车。
This was a bus, and one of the stops, an elderly lady come up.
那老太太就站在这个童子军的面前。
And she stood before this boy scout.
后来呢，童子军一看老太太就要起来要让座。
And the Boy Scout felt he should stand up and let the elderly lady take his seat.
我们知道今天在美国我们是不服老的。
Of course, we understand in America, perhaps this will be different.
所以这个老太太就不肯接受她的这个位置。
And this elderly lady did not want to take his seat.
她要站起来就把她压下去。
When he wanted to stand up, the elderly lady pushed him back.
我坐了一下她又要站起来。
And then he wanted to stand up again.
那老太太又把他压下去。
The elderly lady pushed him back again.
后来他站起来，他压下去，站起来，压下去。
This occurred several times.
后来那孩子就哭了。
And then the boy scout started to cry.
他说：“你一上来的下一站我就要下车了，你怎么不让我下车呢？”
He said, "I needed to get off the stop after you got on, but you didn't allow me to get off."
这是一个小故事。
This is a small story.
很多时候我们今天到了一个地步，缺少这个能力来表示我们要表达的东西。
And sometimes indeed we find that we cannot even express ourselves.
当我们没有神的能力的时候，当然我们就要找一些别的能力来取代它。
If we are acting without the power of God, then obviously we need another power source.
使徒行传第七章见证摩西是一个怎么样的人呢？
And in Acts chapter 7,What did Stephen's mention about Moses?
摩西学了埃及人一切的学问，说话行事都有才能。
From the testimony of Stephen, he mentioned how Moses was trained in all kinds of worldly manners.
但是感谢主，他虽然有才能，他在神的面前，他不凭靠那些东西来侍奉主。
But we praise God, even though he was naturally talented, he did not use those to serve God.
真的到了一个地步，我们发现在教会里面，反而是那些不学无术的人，好像更能够彰显神的荣耀。原因就在这里。
And sometimes we really feel this, that there are people who are not tremendously advanced in worldly ability, and yet they can show forth the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹，原谅我，请各位不要误会我的意思。我不是说学问才干不重要。
Please do not misunderstand me. I'm not trying to put down.These worldly abilities and knowledge.
中国教会180年来
but for the Chinese church in the past 180 years,
我们需要在教会里面有才干、有学问、有能干的人。
We needed these people with knowledge, with ability.
我想到唐崇荣牧师说的一句话。
I recall how Reverend Stephen Tong used to say.
保罗被人批评说：“哎呀，保罗啊，你的学问太大了。”反而使你癫狂了吗？
Some have criticized Paul and said, "You are too knowledgeable. You have too much knowledge, and you are almost crazy."
唐牧师用这句话说到今天教会的两种极端的一些病态。
And Reverend Tong used this statement to point to the two extremes that exist in the church today.
他说：“好可惜，今天在教会里面有学问的人不肯为主癫狂。”
There are many people in the church today who have lots of knowledge, and yet they are not zealous for God.
相对的，今天很多在教会里面癫狂的人，可惜都没有太够的学问。
On the other hand, those who are zealous or crazy for God in the church today do not have enough knowledge.
求主让我们在这一个时代，在我们的中间把这两样事情结合在一起。
And may God help us to put these two together in our midst.
既然神给我们许多的恩典，让我们在这里受了很多的教育。
Since God has given us this grace that we can be trained,
让我们能够把这些献给主，为主癫狂。
May we learn to give these back to God and that we can be zealous for Him.
今天很可惜，在北美洲的中国教会，不是有许多人靠自己的力量在教会里面，结果把教会弄得许多的问题。
Yes, indeed, we see so many people in the church today who try to rely on their own ability to serve in the church and brought forth unfortunate incidents.
要不然就落到另外一个极端，发现自己没有办法一展所能，然后就做了隐退者，提早退休的人。
Or there are others who felt that they cannot serve, to their heart's content, and so they retire early from church service.
一个忠心的管家。
But for a faithful steward,
肯定自我
has to be reassured in his self-esteem,
肯定信仰
have to be reassured in his faith,
肯定恩赐
be reassured in his gift,
肯定能力
to be reassured of his power.
最后神要他肯定的是什么呢？
What is the last thing?
请看第四章十三节。
chapter 4, verse 13.
摩西说,主啊, 你愿意打发谁就打发谁去吧。
Ultimately, Moses said, O Lord, please send someone else to do it.
他说我不干。
He said, I don't want to do it.
这么讲,我就是不干。
No matter what you say, I will not. I was just trying to play along with you.
你若逼人太甚,我告诉你,我不干。
Now that you've come to the final bottom line, I'm not going to.
他向神摆出来是一个免战牌,我不打了,我跑掉。
He's telling God, I don't want to do it.
14节,耶和华向摩西发怒。
In verse 14, we see, then the Lord's anger burned against Moses.
然后就说了一句话。
And he said,
你不干,我找你哥哥来跟你一起干。
Well, if you are unwilling to do it, I'm going to ask your brother, your older brother Aaron, to help you.
不是说我要你的哥哥替你干,不是的,我要你的哥哥跟你一起干。
God is not saying I will ask Aaron to take your place, but together you two will serve me.
一个忠心的管家,最后一个也许是最重要的一项是什么呢?
So what is the last thing?
就是配搭的艺术。
And that is the art of working together.
再过一个礼拜我们要回台湾。
In another week, I shall be returning to Taiwan.
弟兄姊妹一定会问,李牧师,你10年没有回来,请你报告一下北美华人教会的情形。
I'm sure that when I return to Taiwan, many people will ask, for 10 years you have not returned. Tell us something about North American churches.
我实在盼望我们能够分享那个正面。
And I want to share with them the positive aspect.
我也会去分享正面。
And indeed, I will share among those positive aspects.
但是在还没有走以前,
but even before I leave,
我们自己检讨的时候, 盼望我们说一些诚实的话。
As I was trying to think about what I will be saying, I want to say honest things as well.
许多的人可以独唱, 不能合唱。
Yes, there are many people who can sing solos, but cannot sing well in a choir.
许多人可以单打, 不能群斗。
They can fight well single-handedly, but not in a company of soldiers.
感谢主,我们教会最近青少年刚刚结束他们的排球活动。
Thank the Lord that the youth have finished their volleyball activities.
我鼓励年轻人有排球队的活动的原因是什么呢?
Why is it that I encourage the young people to participate in volleyball?
我反对他们打足球。
I discourage them from playing football.
我反对他们打篮球。
I discourage them from basketball.
因为篮球跟足球两队人要混在一起打。
Because for those two sports, the two teams, they mix with each other.
有的时候变成不打球,变成打人了。
And sometimes, instead of hitting the ball, they start to hit each other.
排球很好。
But for volleyball,
网子把他们分开。
They are separated by a net.
对,他们比赛是比赛,但是仇敌之间不会碰在一起。
But at least they won't be able to hit their opponent.
但是另外一个好处是什么?
There's another advantage.
他们最少要6个人变成一队。
They have to learn teamwork, a team of six.
在我们教会长大的这些青少年是在美国长大的一些人。
You have to realize that the youth in our church grew up in America.
什么都是个人主义。
They were taught to be individuals.
什么都是独来独往。
They were taught to be independent.
我觉得这一个排球的这个节目可以帮助他们学习怎么样 appreciate, 欣赏他们的队员。
I feel that through the sport, they can learn to appreciate each other.
也让他们能够忍耐他们的队员。
And to teach them to be patient towards each other.
我盼望我们教会每一个人都学习打排球。
It's my wish that all of us can learn to appreciate and participate in volleyball.
让我们在这样的运动里面悟出我们侍奉主很重要的一个属灵的原则。
So that through these types of activities, we can understand how we should serve God in the church.
自我,
self-centeredness,
信息,
your understanding yourself, your message,
恩赐,
your gift,
能力,
your power source,
团队,
and teamwork.
让我们在这几方面学习或者奠定我们走忠心的管家的路的一个开始。
Let us learn from these five aspects to start our path to becoming a faithful steward.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹， 谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。